Hello, everybody. Friday, April 7th, 2023. We've got a hero workout for today. The hero workout is named Wade. And as I always say on these days, there's a real person with a real story that lost their life behind all of these workouts. And if you'd like to learn more about any particular hero, just type that Wade CrossFit hero workout into Google. You can read all about their story. But here's what the workout is for today. It's for time. You run 1,200 meters. And then you do a 4-round workout, and then you end with another 1,200 meter run. So you start and finish with a 1,200 meter run, and there's a 4-round workout in the middle. And that 4-round workout in the middle is 4 rounds of 12 strict pull-ups, 9 strict ring dips, and then 6 strict handstand push-ups, okay? And the other part of this workout, it says if you have a 20-pound vest or body armor, to go ahead and wear it. That's for the run and for all that strict gymnastics work. So that's weighted strict pull-ups, weighted strict ring dips, and weighted strict handstand push-ups, which, yes, that's gonna feel very funky, especially if you have an ill-fitting vest that slides down, you kick upside down. So give yourself some grace if you need to modify this in some way, shape, or form, or if you're gonna use a vest for some movements and then take it off and not use it for other movements. So you absolutely have the freedom to do that. Don't be blindly rigid to how the workout is written if it doesn't make sense for your ability, your capacity, your equipment, all that kind of stuff. Let's see. So yes, challenging runs, challenging body weight movements, and it's going to be a very good workout that we haven't done previously. The largest part of this is, I mean, the runs are decent, but it's going to be the strict work is what's probably going to make or break somebody's decision to do this prescribed or modify in some way. So you could do it prescribed. You could do the prescribed workout, but just don't wear the vest. That's fine, you'll be okay. There's certainly no need to do any of these things unbroken. 12 strict pull-ups without a vest are really challenging, and there's 4 sets. So those are gonna be heavily broken up even by experienced athletes. Same with the dips, same with the handstand push-ups. So look at the volume of work and then think, you know, can I get through all those various sets and breaking them up, you know, 2 to 3 times, let's say. And if that's the case, great. You know, if not, you know, and 2 is probably a little bit on the more ambitious side. 2 to 4 times breaking up each one of those sets to get through it with short rest. If so, great. If not, you know, let's talk about doing a different option or modifying it in some way. The wild card today says, you know, optional weight vest or body armor. You don't need to do it. And then the run stays the same, and that 4-rounder in the middle stays roughly the same, but for the pull-ups and dips, I put doom strict, as the original workout says, or kip them if needed, right? So now you don't have to wear the vest, kip if needed, do some strict, some kipping, again, it's, you know, work both. And then in place of the handstand push-ups, I put 6 shoulder press with a barbell at 70% of your 1 rep max. And that, I think, will treat a lot of people really well that don't want to do handstand push-ups, can't do them, they don't feel good, they don't want to kick upside down into a vest. Well, now you've got 6 shoulder press and you should be good to go. Scaled option, we're knocking down the run, and then for the 4-rounder, we've got ring rows, dips off a bar, bench, or box, use your feet if needed, and then 6 shoulder press at 60% of your 1 rep max. So again, something for everybody there. And then the limited equipment crew, they have the ability to do the workout just as prescribed, and if they have the vest, they have the ability to wear it. So it's gonna be a good challenge today. Make good decisions. Don't feel, I'm saying this as a veteran myself, don't feel some unnecessary and unwarranted pressure to make a bad decision and do any part of this workout prescribed just because if it's a hero workout, if it exceeds your capability. Nobody wants you to do that. Appropriately challenge yourself, get in a good workout, you know, train another day. I will see you tomorrow.